At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. You guys, Friday night was a magical evening for so many reasons. And I honestly feel bad for a lot of you who happened to miss out on such a wonderful film. The name of it is called Screamboat, and it stars Rochester's own Tommy Bechtold, a very close friend of ours here on PXY Mornings.
Yes.
This film was so good, it inspired me to write my own.
Right, of course.
I was in the theater, totally inspired. I get there and I'm like, oh, there's no Breezy, but her brother, Max, is here, who's a movie buff. And I was like, all right, so I walk in with them and, you know, I grab some food. It only cost me like $89.
Not the flatbread.
Yes. It only cost me like $89. So we walk in together and I go, where's your sister? And he goes, well, she told me she wasn't coming because she doesn't feel well. I'm like, oh, that's a bummer. I don't know how true that is, but okay, no problem. So we get into the theater, and we're sitting down, and I get a text from Breezy, and it's like, are you going to the theater? I was like, yeah, I'm gonna roll through, sure. Your brother's here. Tommy's friends are here. We're all here. She goes, all right, I guess I might go. I'm like, okay. Then 15 minutes into the movie, Joe, she texts me, what theater? I'm like, it's such a distraction. I'm like, two. She doesn't pay for the movie ticket. So clearly, she's not there to support our friend. She's in it to get a freebie. So she I don't know how she got in, but she rolls in with her pajamas on. Makes all this noise coming in the theater because there's many people in there. I'm like, oh my God, you didn't even pay for the film?
No.
You didn't pay for it? Just help our boy out.
First of all, I know Tommy came in here Friday. We talked about it. He's like, so if everybody goes and buys a ticket, it could stay in for another week. I'm like, I'm not buying a ticket.
She does the opposite of that.
So there was like an armed police officer like at the front. And I was like, I'm willing to risk it for the biscuit. But like, here's the qualms I have about movie theaters now. They don't like have a ticket counter anymore. You have to buy it at the concession. And it was wrapped around the whole building. So I was like, I'm not waiting. Like, I'm going. And there was nobody collecting tickets. So I was like, I'm not going. Also, like I mentioned before, I'm on a fixed income. And thank God I didn't pay for it because I had to drop $50 at breakfast the next day. But that's neither here nor there.
Anyways, let's wipe Breezy's tears, everybody, please.
No, fully.
So now before you guys start cracking jokes, I want to say, if any of you have ever seen films that are comedic / horror films, there's a huge market for these type of low budget independent films. Huge market for them.
Yeah, but like most of them don't end up in theaters. So it was like crazy that this was in theaters.
Not too crazy, to be quite honest.
Psychotic.
It was the movie's playing all over the country. So Friday, Tommy comes into the studio. We act out a couple scenes from the film itself. And I had really no idea what it was about. And Breezy and I attend the movie Friday night in Webster at AMC to show support. Well, mm-hmm. I showed support.
Maybe don't blast the name of the theater so they don't come for me. But okay.
So we're watching the film. And do you guys remember, some of you remember that old black and white cartoon that shows Mickey Mouse steering a steamboat down a river?
Yeah, it's like the first OG piece of Disney ever.
Well, in this movie, Screamboat, Mickey is possessed and has been tucked away under the steamboat for many years, ends up coming back with vengeance to murder everyone on the boat, on the waters in New York. I mean, this includes children. And thank God I took a gummy before I went into the theater because it made the movie that much more hilarious. It's like, you want to talk about a comedy? This was funny. And let me start off by saying, some of you would not appreciate a good old-fashioned independent thrasher movie, and that's fine. But like I said, huge market for these types of films. They have a cult following. And when you're an actor and just trying to get paid, you pretty much, you will do anything, well, except porn, maybe, if it's porn-related. I know people who've done that because they're just so low on cash. But, for example,
sure.
All you want to do is get paid to do what you love.
Mm-hmm.
I think a perfect example of that was during COVID, I had an audition for a film called Tickle Me Larry. Did I tell you about that?
You did. It's
let me tell you.
Okay.
Let me tell you who Larry is. Larry is some guy who lives next door. And my character is supposed to go to Larry's house, hide inside his couch, and wait patiently for Larry to come out over and sit on me so my character can tickle him. Does that make sense, Joe?
Not at all.
That is wild.
Not at all.
What questions do you have?
None.
My agent actually sent me this script and asked me to audition, in which I asked if she was on drugs. Okay, here's the best part.
She answered yes.
For one day of shooting, the production was offering the lead actor $50 plus free lunch, Subway sandwiches. And I said, Paula, if you ever send me something like this again, you're fired. This is not the type of work I'm interested in doing. Tickling some guy on a sofa named Larry does not showcase my acting abilities.
I've definitely seen that movie on a different site before, but regardless, you do you, bro.
But Screamboat, I highly recommend because all in all, great film, and I have to tip my hat to Tommy Bechtold, who came in here to act it out with us. It was probably, I don't know, I'd say Oscar-worthy performance.
So let's just pump the brakes here, all right? First of all, yes, I didn't pay for the film, and thank God I didn't, because that would have been $50 down the tubes.
Tickets are not $50.
Yes, they're like $20 a pop. And then with fees, and then taxes, and then air that you have to pay for now. Why do you have to pay for air now? I'm so confused.
I paid $18.
Anyways, so I waltz in, and I'm not going to lie. It was really bad. So bad that I fell asleep. And, I mean, my favorite part of the movie was seeing Tommy for the 2 minutes and 15 seconds he was actually on screen. Loved it. He crushed, obviously. And then my second favorite part was the ending, the credits.
There's no such thing as small roles, just small-minded people.
Absolutely. He absolutely crushed it. But I wanted to poke a lot of holes in this because, like, didn't make any sense. So the Staten Island Ferry, like, you're not on a Lake Ontario. You can see either side of the city. You can see Staten Island. You can see Brooklyn. You can see Manhattan. You can see, like, they can see if a mouse is murdering the whole squad.
It was pitch dark outside.
No, they definitely could see it. So,
by the way, the mouse could fit in the palm of your hand. It was so small, but it was murdering everybody on the
mouse. Looked like what's going on in my shower drain right now. That's how disgusting it was.
I showed you a picture of this, right, Joe?
Yeah, you showed me.
Guys, Screamboat.
It didn't even look like a mouse. Like, it was literally, it looked like a dust bunny. It was so bizarre.
It was a bizarre film. But honestly, I have to, like I said, give credit to everyone who showed up to support Tommy and who actually paid for a ticket to go in there and watch the movie. okay? Didn't walk in there with their PJs on and said, let's get this over with.
What did you want me to wear? A three-piece suit to Screamboat?
Of course.
Yes.
It's a dinner party on a boat.
Right. That's what it is. You know, but
there was genitals in places I don't want even want to mention. Okay. It was very, very disturbing.
I've heard.
I will definitely go see this again if I'm invited, because I don't want to go alone. But if someone invites me to go see this,
oh,
with
my brother just texted. He wants to go see it again with you.
Yeah, Max, jot me down in your calendar, buddy. We'll definitely go support our friend Tommy once again. It was an awesome movie. Again, the name is Screamboat. It's probably going to be up for an Oscar next year. So look for it in the theaters. You can check it out on IMDb, what have you.
I wasted like an hour and 40 minutes of my life that I'll literally never get back. But I love supporting my friends, and I love doing charity work on a Friday. So.
Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.